All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:08, the weather. Today, a lot better than it was late last night. Oh, my gosh. Partly sunny, crazy. Temperatures in the 80s for today. Yesterday was a weird day, like, sitting at my house outside. You know, I heard some thunder. Didn't really rain. Sprinkle a little, that was it. But by 9 o'clock, 9:30, I don't understand the lightning. What was going on with the lightning?
The lightning, crazy. The thunder. Yeah, it was insane. Our dog was going crazy last night.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon, I was committed to grilling. I was like, I'm grilling dinner tonight. It was getting dark out at like 5:50, and I go, you know what? It looks like I got a good window out there to make my chicken. So I throw my chicken on the grill, which is stainless steel, by the way, and then all of a sudden, a big crack of thunder and lightning, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm committed.
That's it, kids. You're in. So, get inside. What did you do?
I was running back and forth between the grill and the house, trying not to get struck by lightning, but the chicken tasted great, by the way.
That's all that matters.
Gavin said there were trees down on his way to work.
I was driving to work this morning. All of a sudden, out of nowhere,
did it fall, was it already down?
It was already down. Oh, okay. But, you know, you're driving, it's dark outside. All of a sudden, I see there's something in the distance, and there it is, a big tree just blocking the entire road. I had to go around.
Walmart said, why didn't you get out your chainsaw? And Gavin said, because it's electric.
It's an electric chainsaw.
Never even heard of it. Like, plug it in? How strong can it be a chainsaw be if you got to plug it into your wall outlet?
It's pretty strong.
No, it's not
strong. Gotta find a plug.
You need to get an axe or something.
Yeah, I
swear, like, there's
hatchet.
Trees down every other day.
Seriously,
on your roads, Gavin.
Out in Hebron, it's crazy out there. Be careful on the roads.
All right. Well, today, the weather's going to be a little bit better. They do say possible thunderstorm later on in the afternoon. All right. On the way, don't forget, we've got your trip for two to our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas. Not only that, but we're going to give you $1,000 so you can go on a shopping spree as well. Your chance to win coming up at 9.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning.
All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:25, partly sunny. Temps in the 80s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, do you guys Netflix and chill?
I do.
Courtney with Mr. Automotive.
A lot, yes, yes.
Always.
Yeah, and Gavin and you and your wife, Katie.
Yeah.
I fall asleep, though, all the time, and it makes him angry.
Oh!
Like, I'm like, do you want to watch Netflix? Do you want to binge watch, you know, one of our shows? And he'd be like, whoa, you fall asleep like 5 minutes in. I'm like, well, that's why I like to watch it, because it puts me to sleep. I don't mind missing the episodes, but apparently he gets ticked off if I fall asleep.
Well, that's part of the Netflix contract, Courtney. So
what?
Netflix put out a contract for couples out there that watch Netflix and binge TV shows together. Some of the stuff in the contract, it's all my wife. And from the sounds of things, it's all Courtney, too.
Yeah.
Some of the things in the Netflix contract, I won't fall asleep during a Netflix show.
Okay, I do all the time.
Happens.
I don't mind.
I won't get distracted by my phone causing the other person to rewind because I missed something.
But I always tell them, don't rewind, I don't care. This is the purpose of Netflix and chilling. It's just keep it going, keep it running.
Yeah, but then you ask later on what's going on in the show.
Yeah.
And then you have to like pause it and explain what's happening, and it becomes a real problem.
I think he starts watching it without me anyway.
All right.
I never know what's going on. I'm like, you watched an episode without me, didn't you?
Some other things in the Netflix contract. I won't continue watching a show without the other person.
Okay. Oh, see? I need this contract. Go ahead.
And the last Netflix contract agreement, if it comes to spoilers, if I come across a spoiler, I won't share it with the other person.
Oh, I always do.
Oh, really?
But I ask him first. I'm like, dude, I don't think you're going to continue watching this because something happened. Do you want me to give you the spoiler?
Yeah.
And usually he says, yeah, just tell me.
So the other day we were talking about the show Dead to Me with Christina Applegate.
I can't. I hate that show.
It was a good show.
And Courtney said she watched like 4 episodes, and I was like, are you going to watch it again?
No.
She was like, no. I was like, you want me to tell you what happens at the end?
And he did.
And
he did. Thank you.
I gave Courtney a spoiler. She didn't have to watch all 10 episodes.
Nope, you saved me. But I need this. I need this contract.
Good contract.
It's pretty cool because you can print it out right now. It's on our website at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 6:40, time for your Hollywood report. In this next story, oh my gosh, actor Danny Trejo is a real life hero this morning. He saved a baby trapped inside an overturned car after a car accident. He talked about what he did to get the baby boy out.
He was panicked, and I said, okay, we have to use our superpowers. And so he screamed, superpowers, and we started like yelling superpowers. And I said, do this, do the muscles, and he's muscles. And so we got kind of like a bond, I guess. He was okay, but I just I kept facing him away from the accident.
And as he's talking right there in this video, they're like they're taking the overturned car behind him and lifting it up. It's just so surreal. Danny crawled into the wreckage. He was able to unbuckle the car seat because the baby was strapped still in the car seat, wow, like upside down. He pulled the baby out. You can see the video of the wreckage and that interview on our blog, kiss957.com/Courtney. Taylor Swift performing at the MTV Video Music Awards. She's nominated for 10. She announced yesterday she's going to be performing. The last time she performed, I feel like she was there every year, but it was 2015.
Really?
Yeah, it was a while ago. Oh. You can see the Video Music Awards August 26th. And finally, Channing Tatum joining a long line of celebrities, including Miley Cyrus, Pete Davidson, Cardi B. They've all opted out of social media for a while to take a break. He posted, "I'm going to go and just be in the real world for a while. I'm going to be off my phone for a while. I'll probably come back at some point, but when I do, I will have a clear direction and point of view." Whatever the heck that means.
Wow. It's actually been a while since I noticed he was on social media.
You know what, Jeff? It's funny. He will post nude photos. Channing Tatum doesn't care.
No.
He'll post anything. You can see his last post right now, kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
Lizzo, Truth Hurts, all the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:50. Every weekday morning. At this time, we bring you good news. I love starting my day with good news. And we ask for your good news, too. Maybe you're like started a new job. Maybe you got a new car. That's kind of good news. Or maybe you've got some awesome weekend plans. Call us, 860-247-9570. Gavin's got good news for some families in one Connecticut town.
Yeah, and this is actually great news for Walmart, Jeff, because this is actually where you live in East Hampton.
Wow.
It's East Hampton. I love stories where, you know, people come together to help out the community. And are you familiar with Seamester Park?
Yeah, it's the playground at Memorial School.
Yeah. Well, guess what, Walmart Jeff? This is your opportunity because the community is coming together in East Hampton to build a new kids' playscape.
Oh, I love
They're having over 200 volunteers show up at Seamester Park to build this new play area, all state-of-the-art. And they're looking for more volunteers.
I love it.
I'm just saying, Walmart Jeff, looking for about 80 volunteers per shift for the morning, the afternoon, or the evening. They're very flexible.
I know. They keep asking.
All
I
you got to do is show up.
Why? Are you thinking you're going to stroke out or something?
No,
like, why wouldn't you help?
Just because I got a lot going on. Plus, I hear the racket all day because I can hear them building.
You're that close to that park?
Come on. I'm that close to that park.
Then walk
Get
your
down
there. Butt over there
Come on.
With your Bud Light and be like, dudes, can I give you any help? You have all the equipment.
Yeah. And my kids go to that school, too.
Oh, come
on.
Even
God.
More reason to go.
Hey, can I just say my daughter and her friend Madeline, shout out to Madeline, they actually raised $50 yesterday doing a lemonade stand at
for
a
the
friend,
park?
For the park. Yeah.
Oh, my
See,
God.
That's fantastic.
About that.
So then why wouldn't you, as a dad, go on the air and tell us where the lemonade stand is and get people out there to get lemonade from your daughter?
It was a spur-of-the-moment thing for them.
Well, still.
I didn't even see you post it. Like, hey, come get some lemonade.
Oh, I wasn't there, no.
Whatever.
You know what? You still have some time.
Yeah. Right.
So get on down to Seamester Park and help them out. Build that playground.
I love it. And all the info, I'm sure, Gavin, you'll put up on our site if anybody wants to find out
Absolutely.
How to volunteer.
Yep. Kiss957.com. Keyword Courtney.
I've got good news. I've got the reason you need to bring your dog to work every single day. They just came out with new research saying that having a dog in the office or with you while you work has a positive effect on your health, focus, productivity, reduces stress, and makes for a happier work environment.
I call BS on that.
What?
Courtney's dog is the greatest dog in the world, but when he's in here, all Courtney's attention is on the dog.
Yeah, I just want to kiss him and snuggle with him and just hang out with him. And I'm like, oh, do I have to go on the air? I can't bring him to work anymore. But anyway.
He does bring a lot of joy into this place,
really
though.
Does.
He does. And Gavin's dog, Finley, goes to work with his mommy a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, it reduces stress in the workplace.
And it's on his bucket list to come in here, too.
Well, that's all. So, bring him in.
Yeah, I'm going to bring him in soon.
Okay, bring him in. I love that. So good news if you want to bring your dog to work. Walmart, Jeff, what is your good news?
I saw this story, then I started clutching my chest.
Oh, no.
This restaurant called Farmer's Boy out in California is actually looking for a bacon intern. They're going to pay you $1,000 for an 8-hour shift.
Whoa.
So you only have to work once?
Once.
Once? And, and what are you going to do for 8 hours and never do again?
You taste test bacon, and you have to find the best bacon for them to use in their fast food restaurant.
That's really good.
Yeah, it is.
I would do that. I love bacon.
I love bacon, too. That's why I'm sweating right now. It's freezing in here.
All right. If you've got good news, we would love to hear it. It doesn't matter what it is. Call us with your good news right now. 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Oh. It's Amy Artis.
Amy. Welcome to the show, Amy. Do you have good news?
We do have really good news. Our dog was found yesterday.
Your dog was found?
He was, yep.
And which dog is this? How long has he been lost?
He was lost 5 weeks.
Oh, my God. Stop. Is this Charlie the Bulldog?
It is, yep.
Oh, my gosh. We have Charlie's owner on the phone. I am so happy he was found. We've been spreading the news for weeks now on all my little social media sites that we're on. And how is Charlie doing?
He's skinny. He lost about 19 pounds.
Yep.
But otherwise, he's fine. He's tired. He sleeps a lot. But he's fine.
And he was checked out by the veterinarian, amazing. Obviously.
He was. And he goes back today. He goes back this afternoon.
So the plan for Charlie is slow and steady and start, like, putting a little more weight on?
Yep, absolutely. That's exactly the plan.
I am so happy for your family. That's amazing. So glad that Charlie's back. And when he's feeling better, if he wants to come into the studio at all and make a little celebrity appearance, we would love to have him.
I'm sure he would love that.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine just what you've been going through for the last several weeks. And I'm just so happy that he's back with your family.
Thank you. I know. We are so happy. We're so grateful.
I am so grateful, too. Please keep us posted on him. And we would love, when he's feeling better, for him to come into the studio. Just give me a call anytime.
Thank you so much.
All right. You take care. And you give Charlie lots of kisses. And we're going to send prayers for a full and speedy recovery. And I hope he's a meatball real soon.
Thank you. Me too.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It's time for Second Date Update. It's a feature we do. If you want to be on it, just call us. Basically, you go on a first date and you have a great time, but you don't hear back from that person for a second date. Maybe you try contacting them and you get ghosted, or they haven't even contacted you and you want answers. You go, come to us and we get answers.
That's right. We get you the answers.
All right. So Macy in Torrington is on the line, wants to be on Second Date Update. Good morning, Macy.
Good morning, you guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, I hope we can help you out, Macy. It's Second Date Update, so before we can do anything, you got to tell us, though, about this first date. What happened? What'd you do? Where'd you go?
Yeah, I went out with this guy, Tyler. We went to Six Flags.
Oh,
and it was so much fun. And, we had a really great time. I actually, we ran into my friends, like we were just getting off a roller coaster, and my friend, like I saw a bunch of my girlfriends, and so I went over and started talking to them.
Nice.
I mean, my friends liked them. It was a great date. It was a really good date, and we had a blast.
I love the whole idea of going to like Six Flags on a date.
Yeah, I mean, get to see the real side of the person, if they're adventurous, what kind of food they like to eat. I think it's a great way to start a relationship.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And, like, he got me, I hadn't had cotton candy in, like, the longest time. He got me cotton candy, and it was just, like, so sweet. It was so much fun.
And your friends got a good vibe, too, since you ran into your friends. Did they get a good vibe from Tyler?
They did, yeah. Like, it was all good stuff. Okay. And so I'm just like, I haven't heard from him, and I don't understand why.
It sounds like the perfect date to me. So this is what we'll do then. We'll call Tyler. Could be anything. Who knows? Maybe he lost your number. Maybe he broke his phone. I mean, I smashed my phone at Gavin's wedding recently, and I've pretty much lost my contacts. So I'm going to call Tyler up, and we'll just ask him about the date and see what he has to say. But you're going to be listening in the whole time. So feel free to jump in, or I can bring you in to talk to him, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to call him, and then jump in whenever you want, or I'll pull you in, okay?
Okay.
All right. She's got the seal of approval from her friends.
That's always big.
Yeah.
Does anyone else find it a little weird that her friends were there?
Well, it could have been a setup. I was thinking the same thing. But that's okay, because sometimes you have to be like, I don't know this guy. He could be creepy.
That's true.
But she said they loved him. So who cares?
All right.
Hello.
Hi, is Tyler there?
Yeah, this is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, it's Courtney.
G'day, mate. It's Walmart Jeff.
Good morning, Tyler. It's Gavin.
We're calling from Kiss 95.7 in Hartford. You're on the air, Tyler. And welcome to the show.
No way.
Hey.
Let's go. How's it going?
There he is.
Going great, Tyler. I don't know if you're familiar with the show. I hope you are. But we do something called Second Date Update on our show.
Yeah. I've heard it before. Yeah.
Guess what, my friend? Ding, ding, ding. You're on it. Basically, somebody goes on a great first date. Yes. They have an awesome time on this date, right? But they don't hear from their date for a second date, and they kind of want to know why. So, Tyler, you're on Second Date Update because Macy called us. Do you remember going on a date with a girl named Macy to Six Flags?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, we had a great time.
Okay, well, listen. Tyler said you were amazing. You guys had a blast. You met her friends. Her friends even like you. And she was just wondering, like, is there going to be a second date? Did you lose your phone? Like, why haven't you contacted her?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I was having a great time. And then we met up with her friends. And I thought she was into me. And then once we ran into her friends, it was almost like she just wanted to hang out with them. I kind of even felt like she had them there in case the date was going bad.
Yeah, I said the same.
Kind of ran into them, and I don't know. She really seemed like she kind of tuned out once we got with her friends, and I didn't really think she was into me.
Okay, So wait a minute, Tyler. That's exactly what Walmart Jeff said, that she might have had her friends there, which I don't think is a bad thing. Like, sometimes you, as a woman, you got to protect yourself.
Yeah.
You know, not that she invited them on the date, but they were there.
Right.
But so...
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I just felt like she was, like, you know, like executing her escape protocol or something. Like,
okay.
Was not having a good time. And I don't know. I just, that's kind of what I felt.
But, all right.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Were you attracted to her? Did you think?
Yeah, absolutely. She's beautiful and she's smart and we had a great time. And I don't know. I really felt like the vibes were toning down. Changes.
All right, so Tyler, Macy's on the line. Macy, are you listening to this? Tyler had a... She's on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, Macy.
Hi, Tyler.
Hi, Macy. How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. I am a little, like, not shocked. I guess shocked is the wrong word, but I just can't believe that you thought that I wasn't into you because the... opposite was true. I was so into you. I thought we were having such a good time.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we were. I was having a great time the whole time. And just, I guess, before we ran into your friends, I thought we were really connecting. And then, I don't know, I felt like that kind of stopped once we ran into them. It almost felt like you were kind of trying to escape the date with me. I guess maybe I was in my head. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was just me being a girl and, like, wanting, you know, showing you off to my friends and, like, being super excited to be out with you.
All right, this is what I'm going to do. Listen, I can't even take any more of this. You guys are perfect for each other. I'm loving it. I'm going to pick up the tab for a second date. I would suggest if you want to go on a second date, maybe something quiet with no friends involved. If you guys are in,
yeah,
I'll pick the tab up.
That would be fantastic. We could go to dinner and a movie, maybe. That would be great.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right.
Office.
I'm going to put you guys on hold. Second date is on us. Thank you for being on Second Date Update.
Right on.
Thank you, guys.